Robert Rauschenberg made this abstract work, which he titled Collection, between 1954 and 1955. It's 6.5 feet tall and 8 feet long and 3.5 inches deep. As the title suggests, it's a collection of oil paint, paper, wood, and metal on canvas. Keep listening to hear a more detailed description of this piece, or skip ahead to hear the artist discuss this work. This artwork is neither painting nor sculpture, but what the artist dubbed a combine, a combination somewhere in between. It's about the size of a king-size mattress turned on its side. It is made from 3 wooden panels sitting flush against each other, with no attempt to hide their vertical seams. Throughout the artwork, colors run into each other, splatter, and drip. Various shades of blue, pink, yellow, and orange are visible, but the dominant color is red. There are splatters all over the surface of this work, almost as if Rauschenberg tipped and knocked over cups filled with paint. Resting on top of the frame are several appendages made from found and salvaged objects. On the upper left, there is a wooden block with a shiny scrap of tin attached to it. The tin, which appears to be cut from the packaging of a product, is printed with the image of a mustached man in uniform. On top of the center panel, an assortment of curly wooden scraps is nailed onto a slab of wood. The curls look like they could be decorative remnants from cabinets or furniture. The overall composition of the painting can be divided into 3 general zones from top to bottom. The top third features variously sized rectangular pieces of paper and fabric pasted onto the wood. The papers are aged and browning. Most are blank, but a few have been scribbled on in pencil or marked with paint. The center zone is the most dense area. Torn fragments of paper, swatches of fabric, newspaper clippings, and scraps of comics are attached throughout. A tiny circular mirror hangs in the center panel, covered by a veil of gauzy orange-brown fabric. Charcoal scribbles, oozing streaks of color, dribbles, and thick smears of paint cover this area. When there are brush strokes, they go in all directions and appear in many different colors. There is a distinct thick red line of paint running horizontally from the left edge of the painting all the way across this area. The line is raised off the surface, suggesting that the artist squeezed the paint right from the tube. The bottom third of the artwork is the most orderly. 9 distinct vertical bands of color in pink, blue, red, beige, yellow, and brown run from left to right, like thick vertical panels. Drips of paint have splashed down on top of them from above. Keep listening to hear the artist talk about this combine.